that we are on Ayin Hay Amud Beis. There we go. And we are about 20 lines from the bottom of the page. Im Hayu Shel Yechidim. So let us just look at our diagram and just remind ourselves of the case over here. So, here we go. No, that is not the diagram we want. Let's look at this diagram. Apologies. There we go. Sorry. Yeah, here we go. So we've been speaking about a case where you have two chatzeres, a chatze pnimi and a chatze chitzayna, and the chatze chitzayna borders the Rishus Harabim. So we had seven cases in the Mishnah, and the final case of the Mishnah was v'mhayu shal yechidim einan tzrichim la'arif. Meaning to say that if in these chatzeros there was just one person in the chatze pnimis and one person in the chatze chitzayna, so then there's no restriction, there's no limitation, and there's no obligation of being ma'arif. All the issues were if it was a normal chatzer situation where you had several, at least two or more inhabitants in the pnimis, two or more inhabitants in the chitzayna, like we find by normal chatzeros. And therefore, each of them restricts the other. And we spoke yesterday at length about the three shitas of regel ha'asur b'mkayma, asur shalei b'mkayma, or the shita of Rabbi Kiva, who says even regel ha'muteres b'mkayma, asur shalei b'mkayma. But the final din of the Mishnah was that if in each of these two chatzeres only a yachid lives there, then there are no restrictions, there are no limitations. So, says the Gemara, Amr b'yasif, Tani Rebbe, Hayu Gimel Asurin. So, says Rabbi Yosef in the name of Rebbe, and we're going to see in a minute that this was not actually true. It's not that Rebbe actually was the one who said this, but for now, Rabbi Yosef is saying that I have a brace, so that Rebbe taught that if there are three individuals within these two chatzeres, so then they asur. Hayu Gimel Asurin. And let's take a look at Rashi directly across. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Tani Rebbe, Imayu Gimel, Bein Beis Chatzeres. If there are three people within these two Chatzeres, meaning two and one, Oisrin. And it asks, be it that there are two in the inner one, and there's one in the outer one, two in the outer one in the inner one, says Rashi, V'leimi Boishnaim B'Pnimis, certainly if you have two in the outer one, the Havi regular Asura, because if you have two, in the inner one, if you have two in the inner one, the Havi regular Asura. So let's think about this for a second. Two people live in the Chatzah Pnimis. If there's two people in the Chatzah Pnimis, it's a regular Chatzah which requires Eruv Chatzeres, in which case they Asur. And if they don't make an Eruv, it's a regular Asura, which would now impact and restrict and also the chatzah chitzayna. So, leimi boi shnayim b'pnim is the havi regular surah. El afilu shnayim b'chitzayna osur ad she'arvu shteyen yachad. So, let's just think this through. If you have one person living in the chatzah pnimis and two people living in the chatzah chitzayna, still we say it asers. Now, it shouldn't really ask it because the one person who lives in the chatzah pnimis is halachically deemed as a regel hamuteris b'mkoymo. Because he's just a single person living in the chatzah. He's a single person living in the chatzah. He doesn't need to make an eruv. So he is a regel hamuteris bimkoyma, and it doesn't ask a shalei bimkoyma. Nevertheless, says Rabbi Yosef b'shem Rebbe, once there are three people, two and one, we're going to be confused, and therefore gzeirah mishum rabim b'pnimis. So really, the only time it should be problematic is if it's two in the pnimis, one in the chitzayna, because if it's two in the pnimis, it's a regular hasura bimkayma, nasa shalei bimkayma, but we ask there for both cases. So that is what Rabbi Yosef reported in the name of Rebbe. So nachum, am Rabbi Yosef, tani Rebbe, im hayu gimel, asurin. Amalei Rebbe, leita tzisulei. Do not listen to what Rebbe has taught. After all, ano amrisa nahala nahala umishmeida rev adabrahab amrisa nahala. I told it over to him, and I didn't say it over in the name of Rebbe. I said it over in the name of an amira. I said it over in the name of Rav Ada Bar Ava. Hoyel vani kereben rabim bechitzayna. That the reason why there is this requirement is because, as we mentioned, we are concerned of rabim bechitzayna. And therefore, even though really the only time it should be problematic is if you have two people in the pnimis who are not ma'arev, thereby making it a regular sirbim kaima, that it asks a shalibim kaima, but therefore in all cases we ask it because we're going to come to confuse. If you look at Rashi, v'ano amrisin halam ishmei deravada uminat hamaze amarti lo yohoyel v'anikere rabim chitzein gzeir mishum rabim bepnimis. So we make this gzeira onto a case of rabim bepnimis. So Rav Dibi is not actually arguing with the din. He's just saying that Rabbi Yosef is mistaken to say this over b'shem Rebbe, that it's a price of Rebbe. It's a memra of an amira of Rav Ada Bar Ava. To which Rav Yosef now realizes his mistake. On Rav Yosef Mar Davram, you write Rabim b'Rabbi Ichlivli. I mean, I made a mistake. Rabim b'Rabbi, meaning his name is Rabbi, and I confused the two, and I confused it with Rabim for Rabbi, and therefore I said it over b'Shem Rabbi or Rabbi, and I made a mistake. In a Hanami, I was wrong. But al kaponim, the din remains the same. So what Rav Yosef, what Rav Bibi, what Rav Ada Bar Ava is saying is, whenever you have three people who comprise the two chatzeiros, be it two in the pnimi, one in the chitzeino, and even one in the pnimi and two in the chitzeino, we always aser gzeira ato a case. We have two in the pnimis. That is their shita. Where is Shmuel? Is Mekel? V'Shmuel Amar Laila Mutaris Ad Shiu Shnayim B'Pnimis Bech B'Chitzeino. The only time it's problematic is, like we said, if you have two people in the Chatzah Pnimis, because if you have two people in the Chatzah Pnimis and they weren't Ma'ariv, it's a regel Huasura B'Mkoyma, and therefore it asks Shalei B'Mkoyma. So B'Kitzel we have Machlekes between Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Bibi, Rabbi Ada Bar Ava on one side, who aser in all cases mitam mekzera against Shmuel, which is how we paskin, who say that the only time it's problematic is if you have two in the pnimis. Good. Now, Amar Bi Lazar v'nachri harehu kerabim. But if you have a single nachri who lives in the pnimis, and Rashi explains that Rabbi Lazar is going in shita Shmuel. He's going in the Mekel opinion of Shmuel, who says the only time it's a problem is if you have at least two people in the Pnimis. But if there is a Nachri, a single Nachri living in the Pnimis, that's also going to pose a problem. Nachri harehu karabim. We'll just look at the beginning of this Rashi. Harehu karabim, says Rashi. Im dar nachri bepnimis v'shnei Yisraelim bechitzeina, which up until now Shmuel said was not a problem if it's a yid living in the pnimis, but if it's a nachri oiseris drisus ragloi alehen ad sheyaskir, meaning then there is a problem and we would have to do a regular tikkun with a nachri, which is schiris rishus. So that is what Rav Elazar says. To which the Gemara asks, why? Maishno Yisrael deloy osar. If it's one single Yisrael who is in the Pnimis, you, Shmuel, said that it doesn't aser because he's only one. And if he's only one, it's a regel hamuteris bimkoimo, which does not aser shalei bimkoimo. So Maishno Yisrael deloy osar, demand the yada yada. Meaning someone who knows that there's just one single yid who lives in the Chatzah Pnimis, and that's the reason why you see that yid who lives in the Chatzah Pnimis carrying things out into the Chitzeino, and there's no problem. They all know that it's only one single person who lives in the Pnimis. Uman de la Yada, and someone who is unaware how many people live in the Chatzah Pnimis, will assume Savrei Ruvi Erev, will assume that they were Ma'ariv. And that's the reason why, practically, we say there's no requirement of a tikkun. No tikkun needs to be done. So if so, by the same logic, we should say the same thing. Nachri nami, if there's a nachri who's living in the pnimis, amrina, we should say, the yada, yada. Someone who knows there's one single nachri, knows that there's one nachri, and therefore there's no problem. The lo yada, and someone who doesn't know, savar agiri oiger, we'll assume that the reason why the Nachri is carrying things in and out, back and forth, and so the reason why the Yisraelim are carrying things in and out, even though there's a Nachri who lives there, they will assume that the necessary tikkun was done, namely, Schiris Rishus. So I don't understand the Rabbi Elazar's Chumrah that a Nachri, for some reason, makes things worse. And that the Gemara says no. The reason is because Stam Nachri I Isa da Oigar Mith Apoi. Meaning a Nachri talks. He speaks a lot. And what are you saying that if they don't necessarily know how many Nachrim live there, they will assume that a Schiris Rishus was done? Well, they'll bump into this Nachri in the corner shop, and if it is that Schiris Rishus was done, he would tell everyone. And by virtue of the fact that he hasn't said anything, people will assume, oh, there's a Nachri there, maybe there's other people living there, and no Schiris Rishus was done, so it must be they're carrying Shalekadin. And that's the reason why, says Rabbi Elazar, we need to be machmir, that even though it's only one Nachri, we need to say Areu Karabim, in which case you need to fix it up. Good. Fine. New case. New case, and we move on to the next diagram. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Asara Batim, Ze Lifnim Mize. So as you can see in the diagram, you've got one house which opens up. You have, let's say, a chatzah where you've got one bias, and then you've got another bias which opens up to it, and then there's several batim which join on to the other batim, to that one bias. So, asara batim zelef nimizeh, each one more pnimi than the other. The din is pnimi noisin eseruvoi vidayoi. The only one who needs to contribute to the eruv in this chatzah is the one all the way back. So in other words, let's say if we call the one, the house which opens up to the chatzah, house number one, the only house which has to contribute is house number 10, the one which is all the way pnimi. Pnimi nois nesiruvai vidayoi. So let's see a rashi over here, two lines down in the widest lines. Sarabatim zelev nimizeh, echitzein pasuach lechatzah. The chulon drisus raglon alav. So all of them have drisus regel. They have a rite of passage through the outer house, which goes into the chatzah. Upnimi, and therefore house number 10, the innermost house, upnimi deris al chulon. It will tread through all of them. The house number 10 will tread through 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. She'ein le'yitzia aladerach zu. It's because it's the only way out into the chatzah. So therefore, what do we say? Kulon nasin beis sharloi. Houses 9 through 1 are considered to be an entrance of sorts. They are a beis shar for house number 10, and to the extent that they are halachically classified as a beis shar, the einan oisrin al b'nei chatzah. Therefore, they do not have the halachic status of the batim, which can pose problems to the chatzah. They're all considered to be like a beis shar, and the only one which is actually mugdar as a bias, legabe eruv chatzeres, ela pnimi levadi. Kida amarin bepirkin, v'hadar sham eina ois, and therefore the ones who live in 1 through 9, don't ask, hilkach kishabayin, shar de yurin, hapchusim lechatzer, hapsuchim lechatzer, la'arev es chatzeren, pnimi zanesin pas, hashayin srichim. Therefore only house number 10 needs to give, but 1 through 9 do not need to give. So that is the din of Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel.
How do the other 9, I'm not clear on this, how do the other 9 get into the chutzah? Through the
10? No, so they all get into the chutzah through house number 1, the house which is adjacent to the chutzah.
Yeah.
So they all walk through house number 1.
To go into the chutzah, to get to the chutzah.
Correct. Yeah, correct. So we're saying over here, says Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, that houses 1 through 9 are considered to be a beis shar, because 1 is a beis shar for 2 to 10, 2 is a beis shar for 3 to 10, and so on. And therefore, all of them are considered to be a beis shar. A beis shar does not need to contribute towards the Eruv. Therefore, the only one which is not considered to be a beis shar is house number 10. That is the din of Shmuel. Kum to Biechen, and Rav Yehuda Amar Filu Chitzoin. Even the outer house needs to be mishtatif. needs to give pass. Now, frag the Gemara, chitzen beishanu. I mean, well, house number one needs to give. I mean, surely house number one, the outer one, is considered to be a beishar. Says the Gemara, no, that's not what Rav Yehuda meant. Chitzen shel pnimi. He meant the outer one of the innermost one, meaning house number nine. So, Shmuel says the only house which needs to give is house number 10, the most pnimi. And Rav Yechon says the chitzein of house 10, i.e. house 9, also needs to give. Says the Gemara Maikim Miflagi, what's the machlekas? Mar Sover Beishar de Yachid Shmei Beishar. One opinion says that the Beishar of a Yachid is still called a Beishar. In other words, Shmuel, who said that you only need, only house number 10 it needs to give pass, but house number 9 doesn't, is because house number 9 is a Beishar. It's only a Beishar for one single person, namely the fellow who lives in house number 10. So what? A Beishar of a Yachid is still called a Beishar. Whereas, Umar Savar, Leishme Beishar. Whereas Rabbi Yechon disagrees and says, like, to be a Beishar, it's like an entrance way. It's got to be an entrance way for the rabbin, for the public. To the extent that house number 9 is only a Beishar for house number 10, that is not considered to be a Beishar. Memela, it is a bias. If it's a bias, it also needs to be mishtatif in the Eruv. Good. I'm sorry? No, it's definitely not the machlekes and metzias at all. It's got nothing to do with the machlekes and metzias. Everyone agrees that that house number 10 walks through house number 9. The question is, in din, do we say if house number 9 is serving as an entrance way for one single person, is that in din considered to be a beishar? So it's a halachic machlekes. It's not a machlekes and a metzias. Good. It says the Gemara Vayta. Another case. And we move on to the next diagram. Omrim Nachman, Omer Rabba, Baravu, Omer Rav. So we have Beis Chatzeres, the Gimel Batim, and Beinehim. So we're going to be looking at this diagram here on the right. So, yeah. Okay. Beis Chatzeres. We have two Chatzeres, the Gimel Batim, Beinehim. And there are three houses between them. Now, ze ba derech ze v'nesin eruvay b'ze. Ze ba derech ze v'nesin eruvay b'ze. So let's just explain outside, and then we'll see Rashi. So if you look at we're looking at the right diagram over here. So within the right diagram, let's look at the chotzer on the left. So we're saying that the chotzer on the left, they would like to place the pass, the Erev, in the middle house. And if you can see, that's where the bread is. So they would like to place the bread in the middle house. So they're going to walk through the house, which opens up to that left chotzer. And in essence, they're going to use that left, that house which opens up as a chotzer, as a beishar to access the middle house. And so too, the chotzer on the right is doing the exact same thing. The chotzer on the right is using the single bias which opens up to its chotzer. They're going to walk through it to once again place their pass in the middle bias. So it comes out of those three houses, the outermost houses are considered to be a beishar, and a beishar, as we mentioned, does not need to contribute to the eruv, because the Beishar does not need to give. And the Eruv is placed in the middle house. So that is the din of Rabba, of Renachon, Rabba, Baravu, Amarav. Again, Beis Chatziris, two Chatziris, V'gimel Ba'atam B'neim. Ze Ba Derech Ze, V'neis Neruvay B'ze, in the middle house. Ze Ba Derech Ze, V'neis Neruvay B'ze, in the middle house. Says Rashi, Ze Ba Derech Ze, Ben Chatzazu Ba Derech Bayis Apasuch Loi. So he walks through the house which is open to him. Vinosani Ruvay Bemsoi places the Erev in the middle house. Va'osa Bayis Apasuch Loi. In essence, what is he doing? He is making the house which opens up into his Chatzar Kebeshar Laver Derech Lav Lemsoi. just to use it as a passageway to get to the middle house. The chayin ben chotzah cheres, and so to the chotz on the right. Also bias of pasuch laike beishar the eruvim soy im chotzah cheres. So says Rashi, ein echad midiure habatim or eila. So those two extremity houses, 1 and 3, ein echad midiure habatim or eila tzarch litim pas elu mishum beishar. And so to the middle house does not need to contribute anything specific, anything special, because that is the house we've learned before and we've mentioned several times, the house where the Eruv is actually placed doesn't need to give anything because that's where people are living. That is where the Eruv is. So you have this curious situation, says Rabba Barav Ubishim Rav, two chatzeres, three houses in between, both of the chatzeres are placing their Erev in the middle house, the two outer houses are considered to be a beis shar, the inner house is the place where you're placing the Erev, and it comes out that no one will need to give anything specific. That is Rabbi Rav Avishim Rav.
You have to put the Erev in the middle house?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can't
well, it's not that you have to. It's not that you have to, but in a case where the Erev is in the middle house, then there's no need, right? There is no need for the two outer houses to do anything because the two outer houses are now considered to be a Beis Shar. And like we mentioned, a Beis Shar is not a house which asers. It's not a house which needs to be mishtata for the Erev. So the Gemara just fears ice. The Gemara says that we said so the two outer houses are considered to be a beis shar for the inner one. Good, so that is that case. Now we move on to the diagram on the left. Now this is the exact same case except that we only have two houses. So let's just maybe speak it out outside, and then we'll see the Gemara and the Rashi inside. So again, you have two chatzeres, the chatz on the left and the chatz on the right, and the two chatzeres would like to remain independent. It's not that they're interested in merging with the other chatz. Now, the chatz on the left would like to place its pass in the house which does not open up to its chatzar. So in other words, they would like to walk through the house which opens up to the chatzar, use that house as a beis shar, and place the Erev in the other house which actually opens up to the other chatzar. And so to the chatzar on the right wants to do the exact same thing. And the question is, will this work? So if we focus for a moment only on the chatzar on the left, and we forget about the other chatzar on the right, so we would say, look, the chatz on the left, there's two houses which open up directly to the chatzar. Then there is another house which opens directly, which is connected to another house. I'm going to use that one house which opens up to the chatzar as a beis shar, and I'm going to place the Erev in the other house. So in theory, that would work. And if we look solely at that chatz on the left, that one house which opens up to it as a beis shar, and the other house is going to be considered to be the bias Sheminichem Be'eruv. The problem is that once we do the same thing to the other huts on the right, and therefore we make now the house which opens up directly to that chatzar as a beis shar, and the house which is adjacent to it, we make it as the bias Sheminichem Be'eruv, so it comes out that of those two middle houses, at time, each of the two houses is at the same time considered to be both a beis shar and a bayis sheminichem be'eruv. If it's a beis shar, you can't place the Erev in it. If it's a bayis sheminichem be'eruv, you can place the Erev in it. So can you have such a metzias that it could be, you know, depending on which spectacles we're wearing, sometimes we'll look at it like a beis shar, sometimes we'll look at it as a bayis sheminichem be'eruv. That is the Shaila. So let's see the Gemara inside. Says the Gemara, Bodik Lehu Rachvo L'Rabbanan. Racha used to check, or perhaps test, the Rabbanan with the following Shaila. Beis Chatzeres, Ubeis Batim B'neim. Zeh ba derech zeh v'nasan eruvei b'zeh. V'zeh ba derech zeh v'nasan eruvei b'zeh. That's what each of them want to do. The question is, Tanu Eruv Elohi. Will it work or will it not work? Mi mashvinen lehu legabe daha yabayis. Ulegabe daha beishar. Ulegabe daha beishar. Ulegabe daha bayis. Is it possible that you can have this metzias, the very same house, on the one hand is considered to be a bayis, and therefore you can place the eruv there, but at the same time it's a beishar, and if it's a beishar, you may not place the eruv there. So do we say, well, I'll only look at the chatz on the left for a moment, and I'll say it works, because you've got a beishar and a bayis, and I'll only look at the chatz on the right and say it works, because you've got one beishar and one bayis. If you look at Rashi, Dibra Maskel Mao, two lines down in small lines, Rashi says, Vaday itar vayu beishar mashvinan. To the extent that you'd look at both of these houses as a beishar, you're stuck. Einach men eruv. Why that nation is eruv at beishar? Tanadla, come on, we're going to learn later on in Pehem with beis, the ena eruv. So if I'm looking at the houses like a beishar, doesn't work. Now, the itar vayu bayis gomor, ein echad mehen eruv, shari bayis mafsik bein achotza le'eruva. Well, to the extent that it's considered to be a separate bayis, well then that's also going to be a problem because you have the chotza on the left is placing its eruv in the second house with one house being mafsik it. And so the chotza on the right is placing its eruv in a house, but there's a hafsik bayis between it. So the question is, can we kind of look at them individually and therefore say it works, or do we look at it together and say it's a tarity of asasri and it cannot work? That was the shaila which Rachba asked the Rabbanim. Amulei, so they responded and they said shneim leikanu eruv. They said it does not work. Shneim leikanu eruv. Manavshach. E beishar mashvis leiv. If you treat it like a beishar, lidin is anus and eruv be beishar achsadrim epesis ena eruv. And e bayis mashvis leiv. And if you want to treat it like a bayis, kametaltel libayis or bibayis the lema eruv leiv. So then there's a bayis which is being mafsik, and you're being metaltel through a bayis. And therefore, it doesn't work. So in other words, you cannot look at each of them individually. You must look at the entire case together. And if you look at the two things together, it's mutually exclusive. If it's a beishar, it's not a bayis. If it's a bayis, it's not a beishar. And therefore, the case simply does not work. So Gemara is going to ask a kashya from a case where we do seem to look at each thing individually. And we don't worry so much that the two together are mutually exclusive. And if so, just like in this case, which we're going to ask from, we say it works. So to over here, we should say it works. It works. So, frag the Gemara Maishnam, either Rava, or some of the Gisa Rabba, the Amar Rava, Amar Leishnayim, save Areva Leinu. You tell two people, go and be Ma'ariv for us. Say varev aleinu leechad erev alav mi boidyim. So one of them was ma'arev before shkia, or leechad erev alav ben hashmashes, and the other one was ma'arev in the ben hashmashes period. Zesh erev alav mi boidyim, the one who was ma'arev mi boidyim. What happened? The nechal eruvei ben hashmashes, the eruv was consumed in the ben hashmashes period. The Zesha Erev Alav Ben Ashmashes, the one who only placed the Erev down in the Ben Ashmashes period, Nechal Eruv Ayim Mishatechshach. The Erev was consumed after Nacht. So, both of them have a suffix. If you look at each of them individually, it's okay. But if you look at both of them together, it's a problem. And we say, Shneim Kanu Erev. Even though it's, in theory, a halachic impossibility, to say that both of them are koina. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says shneim kanu erev, alma mishum the ben hashmashes safiku, the safik the devarim lahakel, the Erev midivreimu legavi haishnech leruva ben hashmashas mashvin lei lelya, regarding the fellow whose Erev was consumed ben hashmashas. We look at the ben hashmashas period as if it's nighttime, v'amrina and kvar kona Erev, and we say he's already acquired his Erev. In the Ben Hashmashas period, Mashvirin Le'yoyim, we look at the Ben Hashmashas period as if it's day. V'adayin Haveli Shos Liknei Shvisa, and therefore he was able to be Kena his Makim Shvisa in the Ben Hashmashas period, because we look at it like a day. Aisala Maisa, when you look at it together, it's a halachic impossibility. Nevertheless, to the extent that it's a Safik, we seem to be Makel. So Maishno, so too over here in our case, where you've got two chatzeris with two bathim in between, and you want to treat it like a beishar and like a bias, we also should say the same thing. Says the Gemara, no, there's a big difference. Achyashta, hasam safik yimama safik lelya. In that case, so the Ben Hashmashas period is safik yim, safik laila. Loy min kara milsa. It's not going to look bad. It's not going to look like a joke if we paskin on both Erevin, and say that it works. And you are kenny your shvisa, you are kenny your shvisa, because it's not nicker. Aval hacha, e the legabi the high bias, legabi the high bias. You want to treat this like a bias? And I was again looking at the diagram. You're looking at the chatz on the left. So you want to treat the house which is furthest away from it like a bias. So then you have to treat it like a bias regarding the chatzah on the right. And ilagabi dahai beishar, ilagabi dahai nami beishar. You have to be consistent. I mean, we're passing on an item, on an object, or on a house. Says Rashi, in the case of eruvitchumen le minkrim milsa v'leavi mili d'rabon ki chucha bitlula, it's not going to make Chazal look like a joke. Aval hanach batim, but in the case of the batim, ha'kai mekamon, these houses are in front of us. The imashvin and hacha, hachi, the hacha, hachi, have a mildraban ki chuchavit lula. But they need some peh, le minin lirdes. We don't want to give a psichas peh for the minim to make fun and to mock and to ridicule and so on. And therefore, in this case, it really is, and lamaisi and din, it is mutually exclusive. And being that, we need to paskin on actual houses on batim, we're not able to say that I'm only looking at chatzir on the left and I'm only looking at chatzir on the right in isolation of each other, and hence we say it doesn't work. Okay, Hadron Lach Hadar. Okay, we move on to the next perek, and the next perek is a continuation of the halachas of Eruv Chatzeris. And what this first sugya is going to be discussing is situations where we say that you can be ma'ariv two chatzeris next to each other, and you can merge those two chatzeris together. At times we're going to say you can either keep your independence or you can merge together. At times we'll say that you must merge together. At times we'll say you must have your own separate Erevin. And what it's very much going to depend on is what type of a Pesach there is b'neihem, what type of an opening there is between the various chatzeres. So it says the Mishnah like this. Chalein shebein beiz chatzeres. You have a window between the two chatzeres. And it is dalad al dalad. It's 4x4, b'seich atzara, and it's within 10 tfachim. So it's a window, it's 4x4 wide, and it's within 10 tfachim. The din is ma'arv in shnayim. Lamaisa, they could, if they want, they could be ma'arv as two separate areas, each of them retaining their independence. V'imratzu ma'arv in echot. But if they want, being that there is a window which is large enough, and there is accessibility between one and the other, if they want, ma'arv in echot. They have the choice, they can be ma'ariv as one. Whereas, pachas midalad al dalad, eilam alam yod, but if the window doesn't have the dimensions of 4x4, or it is above 10, then there is no point of entry. There's no point of access between the two, in which case, ma'arvin shnayim ve'ein ma'arvin echad. Therefore, they must be ma'arv separately. They may not be ma'arv as one. Seemingly, this end of the Mishnah seems fairly simple, because once you've told me the din, that the only time you have the ability to merge together is if you have those dimensions of 4 by 4 within 10, would I not automatically know the end of the Mishnah? So we'll see what we're going to do with that. Let's just say a couple of Rashis. The beginning of the parak, to get this clear, says Rashi, Chalin Shemin Beis Chatzeres Pesach Asar Mefarsh B'Gemara Shehek Tzas Hemenu. You need a little bit of the opening. Afilu Mashu Pesach Asar LeKarka. As long as some of it is within 10, that's going to work. Now we said you can either be Ma'arvin Shnayim, Shnei Erevin, Eilu La'atzma, Ve'la'atzma, Ve'esva Surin, Zuim Zu. However, if you want, being that there's a point of access, Imratzu Ma'arvin Echad, Erev Echad, Shidnu Eilu, Eruvin, Eruvan, Ba'acheris, Ve'arvu Me'en, Ve'yuk Echad. They can make themselves into one big Erev if they want. Whereas, Pachas Mi'arba, if it's less than 4x4, La Pesach Avi, the ilu kolakaisel ena gavaya yisa havi mechitza mal yisa. So I mean, if the whole thing is the ilu kolakaisel ena gavaya yisa am havi mechitza mal yisa, look at ein klum min halal b'sich asara, meaning once we know 10 is enough to be considered to be a proper mechitza, and you don't need anything higher than 10. So if the whole thing, if the pesach is above 10. La Pesachu, it's not really considered to be a Pesach, to the extent that you already have a proper mechitza, which is chitzitz and mafsik, and mavdil bein chatzah lechatzah. In which case, ve'ein ma'arvin echad va'asurais zuim zu, derech reisha kaisel, you would not be able to pass things from one to the other, chucking it over the wall, v'derech eisech alein, v'derech herim mustakim, meaning once you've got a mechitza which is 10 tefachim high, and the window is only lamala miyud, it is necessarily considered to be two separate chatzeres, and therefore you have to be ma'ariv separately. Good. Now, the Gemara is going to focus on the fact that we seem to mention 4 by 4 as a significant figure. Lema tanan stomach of Shimon Gamliel. The Amr kol pachas midalat kalav adami. If you recall, we had a couple of times in the Masech the Shitas of Shimon ben Gamliel that he disagreed. We know throughout Shas, whenever we speak about lavad, we speak about gimel tvachim. That came along with Shimon Gamliel, and he said back on Daftes and elsewhere that no, lavad is up until 4. And less than 4, it's considered to be that it's closed, and so on. 4 is considered to be an opening, but less than 4, it's considered to be like it's closed. So too, this Mishnah seems to give significance to the 4x4. I say we're going like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Says my name. Afilo teima ki rabon. Ad tenle pli ki rabon na leid Rav Shimon Gamliel el linyin levudin. When it comes to the shayla of lavad and connecting things, so they say gimel. Aval inyan pischa, afilu rabbanan maidu di kedalad al dalad chashiv iloy le chashiv. And when we're downing on what is considered to be a Pesach, everyone agrees it's got to be 4x4. 4 tvachim is considered to be a Pesach. Legabi many dinim, we find it's got to be 4x4. Legabi bringing tumam from yimakam lemakam, and many other dinim, so lavud lechud and pesach lechud. In order to make the two chatzeres, to merge them into one, you need to have a proper pesach. It's got to be 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim. That is lekuli alma. Good. Now we said, in the end of the Mishnah, we said, if it is less than dalad al dalad, or if the pesach only begins higher than yod, it's no good, and therefore you have to be ma'arv separately. So, for the Gemara, this kasha pshita cave in the Amr dalad al dalad b'sich asara, if the halachic prerequisite is 4x4 within 10, memela no yodana, tapachas mi dalad, ulam alam yod, loy. So don't I automatically know the reverse? If it's got to be an opening of 4x4 within 10, obviously if it's less than 4x4 or if it's above 10, it's no good. Says Gemara HaKamashmaran, Taima de Kule Lamala Miasara. The only reason why it's a problem is because the entire thing, the entire opening is above 10. But as long as part of it is within 10, ma'arvin shnayim, that would be sufficient to say you could be ma'ariv shnayim. Nimrotzu ma'arvin echad. If you want to, you could be ma'ariv one. Like we said, as long as the opening begins within 10, then that is good enough. So from the Mishnah Yisera, from this seemingly unnecessary Sefa, it's teaching us this din that only if the entire Pesach is Lamala Miyud, then it's considered to be two separate locations. But if some of it is within Yud, you could be Ma'ariv together. Tanin Lahadatan Rabban and Kula Lamala Miyud, Umitzas Vesechasar, meaning if even a little bit is within 10, or Kula Vesech Yud, Mitzas Lamala Miyud, Ma'arvin Shnaivim Ratsu Ma'arvin Echot. So as long as some of it is within 10, you can be ma'ariv as one. Frag the Gemara, why do I need the Brisa to tell me both cases? Hashta kula lamala miyud. If 99% of it is above 10 tfachim, and only 1%, mitzasa besich yud, amris, ma'arvin shnaim, vimratz ma'arvin echad, you say that's sufficient, that's enough grounds to say that you can be ma'ariv one, because there's a little bit, there's 1%, which is within 10, so kula yibaseh yod, if 99% of it is within 10, umiktsase lamala miyud mibaye, and 1% is lamala miyud mibaye, of course you could be ma'ariv as one. Says Gemara, you're right, zu ve'ein tzach lemer zu ketani. You're right, Taka, it is unnecessary. Good. Now we move on to a circle and square mathematical cheshbon over here. It's going to be a little bit difficult insofar as lemaskana, it's not going to work. The math simply will not add up, and we're not going to pass in like this din of Rabbi Yochanan. And it's a little bit unclear as to kind of where and why Rabbi Yochanan said this. But let's see. Sagdi Gemara, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Halein Ogol. So up until now, we've been speaking about a opening which is an opening which is square. An opening which is square. So I'm just trying to bring this up. Here we go. And we've been speaking about an opening which is square. But what about if the opening is a circle? So says Rabbi Yochanan, Halein Ogel, if you have an opening which is round, so it needs to have a circumference of 24 tfachim. And 2 and a bit of the lower portion of the circle needs to be within 10 tfachim. So if you can look at this diagram over here, so we're saying that if you have a circle, which is the halein, it's got to be 24, the circumference of 24, and the bottom bit of 2 and a bit has to be within 10. Now, I mean, just doing the basic maths for a moment, looking at the square, we said it's 4x4. So if it's 4x4, the perimeter is going to be 16. And Rabbi Yochanan is saying that the requirement of a circular chaloin needs to be 24, it needs to be 8 tfachim more than a square. And the Gemara Lamaskan is going to say that simply doesn't add up mathematically. We cannot possibly justify mathematically the need to have a circumference of 24 tfachim, which somehow is going to be the same as a square with a perimeter of 16. But let's see. Amr b'yachan chalein, agol tzach shiye v'kefe, esrim v'arba tfachim, shnayim amash mehen besich yud. She'im yiravenu, because this way, if you would square it off, nimtza mash besich yud. This way, you'd have a section of it within 10. Frag digamah, how does that work? Mechti, kol sheyesh v'kefe, shleish tfachim, yesh b'berechav, rech v'tefach. We know that if there's a heket of three, if the circumference is three, then the diameter is one. We know that Chazal did not work with 3.14 ad infinitum, and they did it, they just rounded it down to three, and therefore, if the circumference is three, the diameter is going to be one third, it's going to be one tefach. So, kol yesh bekevu shloishet tefachim yesh beberech voy tefach. So if so, betreisa sagi. So surely it should be enough to be 12. Because if the diameter is going to be 4 across, and meaning the diameter of the circle is going to be 4, and ultimately I need to get a square which is 4 by 4 by 4 by 4, so surely 12 should be sufficient. If you have a circle which has the circumference of 12, which would have a diameter of 4, which somehow would equal the same length as any one of the sides of the square, so shouldn't 12 be sufficient? The trace is sagi, says the Gemara. No, hanimili bi'igula. That is if it is within the circle. If you have a square which is within a circle. And the reason being because it's the widest in the middle. Aval biribua ba'inan tfei. But if it's within a circle, if it's within a square, then there is a requirement to have even more. Says the Gemara, Mechti kama meruba yaster ala igul. How much bigger is a square over, above and beyond the circle? How much is a square bigger than a circle? Let's see these diagrams over here. It is 1/4 more. So if you're telling me that it's the diameter is 4 across, and we wanted to say if so, it should be enough to have a circumference of 12, and you're telling me no, but if you have a square around the circle, a square around the circle is going to be more. How much more is it? 1/4 more. In which case, b'shitzar sagya, it should be sufficient to be 16. Again, looking at this diagram over here on the right. So you've got the diameter of the circle, which is 4. In which case, we said it's got a circumference of 12. If you need to make a square around it, which is how we started the sugya, you've got this chalein, which is 4 by 4. And now we're saying you need to have a circle, so then it should be sufficient to be 16. Still, where do you get 24 from? Says the Gemara, Hani mili igula denafik migoy ribua. That's if the circle is inside the square. Avo ribua denafik migoy igula. But if you have a square which is inside the circle, but in entveye, then you need to have more. Says the Gemara, okay, let's make the cheshbon with that. First says the Gemara, my time, mishum murusha dekarnasa, because you have the bits which stick out on the sides, like looking in this diagram. So you've got the corner sections which stick out on the side. So says the Gemara, still, let's make the cheshbon. Kol mechti, kol amsa, biribua, amsa v'treichumshi v'alach seina. So if you have one amma across. Let's say you have a square which is 4 by 4. It's 4 by 4. Now, we know that, you know, a squared equals b squared plus c squared. And if you have 4 by 4, let's say I'm looking at this, let's look at this diagram here. If it's 4 tefachim across and it's 4 tefachim down, now if you would make a diagonal line going down, how much more is the diagonal? More so than one of the sides, it is amsa v'trei chumshi. It is 1 2/5 more. So if you have a side which is 4 tefachim across, it's going to be 5.6. The diagonal is going to be 5.6. If so, 5.6 times 3, 5.6 times 3 is going to be b'shivsar nechi chumsha. Sagi, 17 minus 1/5, i.e. 16.8, because 5.6 times 3 is going to be 16.8. So I still don't understand, says the Gemara, how could Rabbi Yochanan possibly say that just like if I have a square which is 4 by 4, if I have a circle, it's got to be 24? I mean, the maximum we could possibly stretch it to is 16.8. So the Gemara says, you're right. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kidayani de Kisri Vamla Karabon de Kisri. He was saying his measurements like the Dayanim of Kisri. The Amri Igula Migay Ribua River. If you have a circle which is inside a square, it's going to be less 1/4. And if you have a Ribua Migay Gula Palya, it's going to be a full 50% less. So he made his calculation based on what they said, or maybe they said it about something else, and he made a mistake in kind of bringing it over to our case. But Eino Hanami, you are right. La halacha, it just needs to be 16.8 across, and for some reason, his calculation was taken from the Dayanid Kisri, and Eino Hanami, la maskana, it only needs to be 16.8. Okay, good. We continue. Now we said, Pachas mi Dalad al Dalad, if it is less than Dalad al Dalad, so it's not considered to be a Pesach, in which case you must be Ma'ariv separately. Pachas mi Dalad al Dalad, or if the Pesach is Lamal Mayud, you must be Ma'ariv separately. So Amr of Nachman Leishanu el Chalein Shebein Beis Chatzeres. Amal chalein shebein beiz batim, afilu lemal miasara nami, im rotsu la'arev ma'arvin echad. Meaning, I'm not so bothered with an opening, which is, let's say, 11 tfachim high, 12 tfachim high. You know why? My time says, like, my beisa, command the moly dami. We've had this a few times in Shabbos and Erdin. We look at a house as if it's filled. Beis HaKamanda Malya Dami. In which case, what was our concern? Well, one second. If you have a mechitza, which is already 10 tefachim high, that necessarily splits up and divides the two areas, and you no longer can be ma'arav as one. No, but if it's a bias with a roof, the fact that it's roofed, that makes it that we kind of like fill up the floor. And it's not really considered to be that it's 10 tefachim high. Just like in your house, you've got couches and furniture and you step on things and step ladders and so on. We don't look at the height so much, says the Gemara. And therefore, even if the opening is lamala miyud, you're still able to merge and join the two batim together. Because of this concept of basic amand the molly dummy. So we have five examples over here. You've got an opening between either Chatzeres, Batim, Aliyas, Gagin, Chadorim. In all these cases, kulon dalad al dalad, it's got to be 4 by 4, in order to be able to merge the two together. Besoich asara, within 10. Now the Gemara assumes that that last phrase of besoich asara is going on all the five cases, including the case of batim. To which the Gemara says, no. Targuma achatzeiris. That last tnai of Besech Asara is in the case of Chatzeres. Rashi says a few, about 10 lines before the Mishnah, Tirgma Lahai Besech Asara Diktani Mishim Chatzeres. It's only going in the case of Chatzeres. I Vaha Echad Li Ketani, but doesn't it say Echad this, Echad that, and so on? It's Mashmah, it's going on all cases. No, Targuma Adalad Aldalad, that we said Echad Chalein between Chatzeres, between Batim, between Aliyas, between Gagim, between Chadorim, that's going on the requirement of 4 by 4. But the din of 10 is referring specifically to the case of Chatzeris, in which case, really, the din which we said before, the Leishano Rav Nachman holds true, that you can have an opening between two batim, even if it is Lamal Miyud, because of the principle of Besa Keman the Mali Dami. Good. Bimine Rib Abba Mirav Nachman Lul Hapasuach Min Bayis La Aliyah. So you've got an opening. Rashi says Lul is an Aruba, it's a skylight. So it's a skylight, it's in the ceiling of one and it's in the floor of the other. So Lul Hapasuach Min Bayis La Aliyah. So how would we view that? I mean, you just told me that the Besa Keman the Mali Dami, and the fact that it's high up, it doesn't necessarily bother us. Well, what would we say in this case? Would we say perhaps you need to have a ladder? And having a ladder would be the only way a ladder in din is considered to be like a Pesach. Just like if you have a Pesach, it's a point of access between the two different locations. So too, if you have a ladder, that's also considered to be like a point of access. So do we say that the opening in a skylight is not considered to be an opening, and therefore you would need a ladder in order to merge the two together? Do we say that? Or perhaps, ain't tzarch sulam kavu la'atirei. Meaning, ki amrin in basic command, the moli dami, hani mili min atzad. It's only if you have an opening on the wall, in a shared wall, a common wall between the two batim. Avol be'emsa, but if it's between two houses, between a house and an attic, maybe we will not apply the principle of Besa Keman Demali Dami, and therefore maybe you will need some other way of merging these, the Bayis and the Aliyah, namely a ladder. Oidel Malishna, or perhaps it doesn't make a difference, and we will say Besa Keman Demali Dami in all situations, in which case you would not need a ladder. Amalei, ain't it tzorech? Gitaka don't need a ladder. So Sava Minah Silim Kavuhud, ain't it tzorech? He thought to say perhaps you don't need a permanent ladder there to make it a point of entry. Hasulam Arai, but perhaps you need a temporary ladder, at least a ladder there for the duration of Shabbos, in order to merge the two together. Hasulam Arai Tzarech. Itmam Rabbi Yisib, Baman Yemi Amrav Nachman, Echad Sulam Kavua, Echad Sulam Arai, Ene Tzarech. You do not need any type of a ladder, meaning it is considered to be a point of access, because you have this Pesach, which is 4x4. It's high up, it's in the ceiling, it doesn't make a difference. In all cases, we will say, Besa Keman D'Malya, be it if it's on the side, be it if it's in the ceiling, and in the floor, and so on. Yeah.